The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Come to depend on at this time of day are here at your disposal, if you will. A few things that are around me that I like to put in the disposal and grind them up, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. It is a Tuesday, the day after. Let's one good news story, and maybe then a couple of more good news stories, Victoria. The Dow Jones closed above 18,000 for the first time in 9 months yesterday. There are so many people who are trying to convince you that the economy is fading and oil prices are going to go up, so that'll be horrible. Everything's horrible, full of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dow...
Well, it's an election year. It has to be that way.
Well, you know, it's usually... Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. I would say, and what my theory has been, as to why there hasn't been another really serious crash or start of a recession, the housing market's a little funky in some places, and that sometimes would herald the beginning of a slowdown. The Dow is up 16.5% from the low point at the beginning of the year. The record, though, for the Dow is 18,351. And that was set about a year ago. The energy stocks are rising because the price of oil per barrel is going up a little bit. I like to look at the Standard & Poor's index, not the Dow Jones, because the Dow Jones is weighted by the obvious. There are only 30 of them, and they're the heavy industrials. They're the big, big kahunas. So I'm not sure that that's realistic, but I think the S&P is far more realistic because it has 500 different stocks. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty steady, too, on the rise. And then there are those who would give credit to the politicians because, of course, it was their brilliant leadership that got the country's... I mean, listen to the person who's president or some of the people around now. It's our intelligent strategy. It's our maneuvering. It's our looking out for you that has put the Dow Jones and the S&P... in the place it is. Yeah, right. That's why Congress has a 6% approval rating. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I knew it was low.
6% approval rating for Congress. And yet, look at how many of these contests are... there are very few people running in a lot of areas to challenge those who are there. Because it's so rigged, it is so expensive, it is so difficult to get your, to ground yourself, to get your, and look what the problem that Trump is having, and he's a heavy hitter. He's got all kinds of dough, but because he doesn't understand the system, or his people, all everybody involved in the campaign, doesn't really understand how the system works, and so you see the guys who have, the party loyalists who are working for Cruz, they're all about the business of screwing around with whatever numbers they can screw around with. The newcomer beware, because the old timers have got it set up. It's like playing a game of blackjack. And the same with the Democrats. Mrs. Clinton's got it all wrapped up because she knows how to diddle around with the delegates, because the system is so rigged in favor of that which is rather than that which ought to be. And I would think that people, you and Kara, represent a group of people that are really getting active now and aren't happy with the situation. You want your vote to count, right?
Of course, yeah.
Who doesn't want their vote to count? And yet, in many circumstances, you're voting in New York, right? Or are you voting in New Jersey?
I'm voting in New York.
In New York.
Yeah, right, I'm registered in New York.
I can guess who you're voting for. You're voting today, right?
Yes.
It's a guessing game. Who will Victoria vote for? 888-302-3684. I used to not want to tell people who I was voting for because I didn't think it made any difference, or I didn't think it was anybody's business.
Right.
And then, because of the nature of what we do for a living, it seems that people almost expect you to say what it is that you're going to do. So I've made it pretty clear where my loyalties or my interest is, and I've made it more clear the people or parties that I'm not interested in, because I don't think they represent change, and I think whatever, whoever, however this is done, there's got to be change. And I think you both agree with that, right?
Absolutely. I actually, to be perfectly honest, I wish there was someone else who would drop out of the sky that I could really get behind and support.
Michael Bloomberg.
To be perfectly honest. And you know what? I was so excited when he teased that option. I didn't.
Me too.
He'd
actually be a great president, I think.
He would. He really would. And if he wanted to be mayor again of New York City, I'd vote for him again.
He doesn't want to mess with, I read something in, I think, The Atlantic. I don't remember where I read it, but I saw something that the real reason he decided not to run is because of the very thing that Trump and Bernie Sanders are complaining about, and the thing we're talking about, how rigged it all is in favor of the status quo, in favor of the party system, in favor of the money. And so with that, he said, I can win, and he could. On the merits of his campaign, he could run and win. But because the merits aren't going to be what counts, it's the delegates, it's the convention, it's all of this crud that gets in the way of you and me having our vote count.
I mean, I have very conservative Republican friends who don't like Trump and would have gone for Bloomberg.
Yeah. Right.
And it's disappointing because it seems like he's somebody who really could have reached across the aisle. Everyone wants to use that phrase.
Yeah.
He's somebody who could have. I think he just started way too late.
Well, but I think also, again, the system is so rigged.
Yeah.
So what are we going to
be? Yeah, he'd have to do years of getting into that system. And I think before he could have any real effect.
Well, and effect is what we're looking for here.
Right.
Isn't it under the circumstance? You need to have effect. Stephen,
how sweet would it have been to have Bloomberg debate Trump?
Yeah, that would.
It would have been amazing.
888-302-3684. Stephen's in Texas. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
So regarding the parties, people think that Hillary's going to make it, and maybe Trump is going to make it. I would love it if Bernie got the popular vote and they picked Hillary, and they picked someone besides Trump.
Then you see a revolution.
Then it's
time for a revolution. It's revolution time then.
And the thing is that it's collective insanity to think that you can only vote for Republicans or Democrats. If you really want to choose who you vote for, I mean, look at Gary Johnson, who's probably going to make the Libertarian nomination.
Yeah.
Well, I voted for him last time. And everyone said, you're throwing your vote away. You're crazy. No, I voted for who I wanted to be president.
Yeah, you vote for whoever it is that you think. I voted for a couple of different libertarians over the year. After George Bush disappointed me in 88, so I didn't vote for him in 92. I voted for Harry Brown in 92 and thought he was a reasonable candidate, very intelligent, and had all the earmarks of someone to make a great leader, but he's not part of the system. And the system is rigged so that your vote doesn't count, my vote doesn't count, Victoria's vote doesn't count. It's all about how they fiddle and faddle with the essence of what the rules are that they've set up themselves for themselves. That's what the outrage is here. So if in fact the scenario that you presented early in the conversation were to take place, then there would be rioting in the streets. I don't know why that didn't happen when George Bush stole the election from Al Gore in Florida, when the rigged Supreme Court did what it did. I'm not saying I like the outcome. I didn't like either one of those candidates. I don't like any of them most of the time anyway. So it's not a disappointment. But in reality, Al Gore should have won that election because he had more votes than Bush did. But because of Bush rigging it in Florida and his brother, and people forget all of that stuff, he became the president. So, you know, you've got that same sort of thing happening over and over and over and over and over again. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to get smart? When are we going to demand that it change or do the changing ourselves? Stephen, it's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to everybody that really believes and understands. Now people are waking up to it, how rigged the system is, to fix it, because this is our country. I feel like I ought to sing a chorus. This is our country, land that we love.
What okay. What tune is that? What melody was that?
That's a song called This. Let's see, what is that? This is your country. This is my country. Kara, see if you can find a copy of that.
Later. I do not know that song.
Yeah, there's a, oh, well, perfect then. I have yet another.
I thought you were
victim.
Going for a little God Bless America there, well, but then I lost the melody, so.
No, there is a song called This Is My Country.
Is that like a Ford commercial?
No, it may have been used in a Ford commercial. No, this okay. is an old sort of patriotic tune. It came.
This is my country, land of my birth.
All right, you did actually sound like that.
Yes, did I?
My country, grand.
Sounds like Ed Ames. Who is that?
I have no idea.
It's Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Ernie Ford.
Which is why it's funny that Victoria asked if it was in a Ford commercial.
I think Mellencamp thinks that's it's a different song, but I think that's the song I'm thinking of.
There it is. Crank it up just for a second. Land that I love.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, America! Home of the free, land of the brave.
What difference if I hail from north or south or east?
I think we got this. I think we got this covered, frankly. 18 past the hour. This is the, yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, this is the Good Day program.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
About Guns N' Roses, about AC/DC, about Axl Rose, about Brian Johnson. So, for those of you who haven't heard the transitional reality here, it appears that Guns N' Roses, the concept here is to put Axl Rose into the position at AC/DC for the remainder of their tour. Here's an interesting overview of that from a podcaster named Stephen Licks, who says it makes sense for these guys at AC/DC to bring Axl Rose over there.
As I understand it, he wouldn't be joining the group permanently. He would only be filling in for the remainder of this tour. It actually may make sense for AC/DC to bring in someone famous like Axl Rose, because if they bring in some unknown, there could be a little revolt by the fans. By bringing in Axl Rose, you maybe bring in some star cred that would fill the gap left by someone like Brian Johnson.
All right. So I've never been a big fan of Guns N' Roses or AC/DC. How about you, Victoria?
No, I wouldn't call myself a fan. I mean, I can appreciate some of their stuff.
Is this male music versus female music?
No, I don't think so. I think there are a lot of girls like AC/DC. Lady Gaga is a huge AC/DC fan. Really? So I think that, yeah, I think, and same with Guns N' Roses. I mean, in my off-air life, I work with doing a lot of concert promotion, and I'm on the periphery of the concert world,
right,
and know a few things about the Guns N' Roses reunion. It took a long time coming because Axl Rose is so unpredictable,
right,
and
yeah,
the rest of the band has just refused to work with him. And for him to now jump into a new band that doesn't really know him, I think it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. I think you're going to get, honestly, I think we're going to see one or two shows, and that'll be it.
End of the story.
Yep.
This podcaster, Licks, says it wasn't Brian Johnson's idea. The fact that he's going deaf is really what the underscore here is.
Brian Johnson was seemingly kicked out of the group a couple of weeks ago. It had come out in the news that he was suffering from advanced hearing loss, and that if he was to continue on tour, he may well lose his hearing permanently. The band announced that Brian Johnson would be leaving, but the tour would continue. Shortly after that, comedian Jim Brewer, who was a close friend of Brian Johnson's, came out and basically said Brian Johnson was railroaded out of the band. According to Brewer, Johnson went to the band and said he was suffering from advanced hearing loss, and his doctor recommended he quit the tour, but he did not say he wanted to quit the tour. According to Brewer, Johnson found out that he would no longer be touring with the band when he read a press statement from the band the following day in the newspaper. Brewer felt Brian Johnson deserved better, and that had essentially been kicked out of the band he had been with for 30 years.
What a sweet bunch of guys, huh? Is the reality. Here's some comment. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Tony writes, sadly, removing AC/DC from my iPad in protest. Rich writes, Axl is not AC/DC's new singer. He's filling in for the rest of the tour. By the end of the trek, you can be sure Angus will hate Rose and vice versa. Two egos that big can't work in the same band. Stacy writes, so AC/DC's drummer gets arrested. Their rhythm guitarist leaves due to dementia. Lead singer has to quit or is fired due to hearing loss. So, of course, the next step is to hire a screeching hothead who might show up 3 hours late and leave after one song if somebody in the audience looks at him the wrong way. Oh, and did we mention he can't stand up? I'd be afraid to see the band at this point. With their luck, the entire stadium could spontaneously combust.
It's true. I mean, even when Guns N' Roses just performed at Coachella last weekend, and one of the reviews I read that said, wow, how the mighty have fallen, ... and can't get up. Because Axl couldn't stand up.
Literally. Figuratively. Right, exactly. All right, well, food for thought. Those of you who are big fans of either of those two groups, there's the latest 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hummingbirds probably aren't great meditators. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hummingbirds are fast, very fast. They can fly sideways, backwards, forwards, and even upside down. Their wings can flap more than 50 times in a single second. And maybe you already knew that, but did you know that their legs are so weak and positioned in such a way that they really can't walk? That means that they're either flapping 1,000 times a minute or resting on a perch. And anyone who struggles with anxiety can probably identify. Because anxiety is like a hummingbird's wings, racing thoughts that feel like they're going 1,000 times per minute. Maybe even until you finally fall asleep and your natural, slow, controlled breath can take over. Slowing your breath can slow your thoughts. For help slowing down your breath and your thoughts, visit drchristianconti.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Primary day for those of you who are into that big time. Get out and vote, 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 vote early, vote often. as the old Boston and that's the Chicago saying. Well, I guess it probably happens in other cities. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan. And, I'm looking at the Boston Marathon, the Boston bombing survivor hailed by the crowds as he threw out the first pitch. There's always a game, an afternoon game on Patriots Day. The Boston Red Sox often play the first game of the season where people actually go because it's cold in right. Boston and New York and most of the other northern cities. So the Boston crowd doesn't really get excited until it comes to Marathon Day. So Fenway Park was filled yesterday. There was I thought it was very interesting. This fellow, Jeff Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N, he threw out the first pitch. Jake Gyllenhaal was there, and I wasn't really quite, I'm not sure why he was there. I didn't get the connection.
Did you find out what, because I didn't either, and I had to look it up.
Well,
and
I think what I understand, yeah, right, what I understand is Gyllenhaal is going to play Bauman in a movie about the Boston bombing, the situation that existed, was it 3 years ago yesterday, that the marathon, two survivors of the attacks ran in the Boston Marathon yesterday as well, which sort of brought attention back to all of that. Okay, I get all of that, and the team's excited, and the people on the, I explained yesterday, I think, I don't remember if it was this hour or not, when I went through my history with the marathon, the fun that it was, and I say was, I'm not sure it is anymore. because of this sort of thing. Once again, the bad guys win because there's so much tension. There were 5,000 police officers up and down the course, the 26 and a half miles. It's and that, to me, just makes it, it's the tone that's set by that, the fear, it's upended. Everything's kind of upended. Here's a lady named Priscilla Liguori, who was talking in many different venues yesterday about the winners of the marathon.
Ethiopians dominated the Boston Marathon this year, winning the men and women's races for the first time in history. The country's runners took five of the six places on the victory stand.
So, wow. Instead of the Kenyans, it was the Ethiopians. Ethiopia is next to Kenya, for those of you who don't know the map, on the Horn of Africa. Sort of, there's Ethiopia, Eritrea, and then south of there, if I remember correctly. I have my map behind me, but... No, it's probably not too important for the story. I always like to get the mapping stuff correct. Anyway, here's a report named Brittany Schaefer, who talks about what I just made reference to, the security concerns.
Since the tragedy, security around the marathon has increased. More than 60 agencies were at the Framingham bunker Monday, keeping a close eye on every step of the race.
Everything from monitoring the cameras that are out on the course to looking at social media, being very close contact with the eight communities that are along the course.
Peter Judge is the public information officer at MEMA. He says there were more than 5,000 law enforcement officers lining the course, and all possible threats were quickly dismissed.
Reports of a random bag, backpack or something being left in an area. And, you know, within minutes, you know, we have local officials, bomb-sniffing dogs showing up, inspecting them. And right now it's turned out to be, you know, somebody's laundry, you know, runner's clothes.
Judge says the numerous agencies get together and perform practice exercises months in advance to prepare for the marathon.
Coincidentally, in 2012, the scenario was actually a bomb explosion at the finish line. And it was a year before the actual bomb. But that being said, we learned a number of things from that exercise that I think minimized, if you will, the impact of the actual explosion.
In recent years, MEMA has almost tripled the amount of staff they've had for this event.
All right, so...
Now, I've got a question.
Yes.
Heard someone say the Framingham bunker. Now, is that your farm? Is that the bunker?
No. It's on the other side of town. Along Route 9.
It's an actual bunker?
There is. There's a civil defense bunker that was built there after World War II that contains a facility that is not unlike the NORAD facility out in Colorado, in that you could go into this bunker and be safe from any kind of nuclear blast unless there was a direct hit on the bunker. It's that well built. It's next to the state police headquarters on Route 9 in Framingham, and it goes down into the ground about 450 feet. There is they won't let anybody in, but I'm told by some people that I know who work there, is that it's really extraordinarily sophisticated, and that's where they do a lot of what we referred to as civil defense stuff. But it's just it's a headquarters for people who would survive. In the event of some kind of an attack, that's where.
Now, are there? Do other states have these as well?
No,
left over.
I don't know of any. No, I don't know of any other state in the Northeast anyway that has one. If they're, if they do have them, they aren't public knowledge. It's hard not to see this one because it's right on the road.
Right.
But I think there are some other places. I'm trying to remember where I saw something that looked like it at one point in time, but I don't remember where it is along a major highway. But these things would, everybody knows where in Colorado, where the mountain is, that they would bring the president if there was to be an imminent attack, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you get right down, it sort of reminds me of a piece of that movie where everything is, Morgan Freeman is the president, and there's going to be the meteorites are coming down, and they don't. That was the one that well, it was one of those two that was out a few years ago, Armageddon or the other one that came out at the same time. Basically,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, right.
I forget. One was like Asteroid and one was Armageddon. Yeah, I know
something
what you
like
mean.
That. Yeah.
The Day After Tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah. All right. So here's a reporter named Reed Lambert with a focus on some of the people who ran yesterday in the race.
Behind every finisher, there's a story, a reason that fueled a 26.2-mile challenge. Some run for themselves, some run for others. Ian Jaffe ran for his big sister.
I think that she was just giving me the biggest hug and telling me she loves me.
Dawn Jaffe was killed 2 years ago, caught in gang crossfire in Mattapan. She was 26 years old. Each mile Ian ran today raised money for the West End Boys and Girls Club. 26 miles for 26 years.
It means so much to my family and myself, and I'm glad that I could represent my family in this fashion. It just means so much to me. I can't even describe it in words.
Betsy Eaton ran for Team MR8 in memory of the youngest marathon bombing victim, Martin Richard.
Can't even tell you the feelings of inspiration I drew from the crowd and from Martin's picture on my hat and just knowing that I was running for something more than myself.
We also found Team Hoyt, Boston Marathon legends. This year, however, Steve, who has pushed his son Rick for 32 years, sat out.
And I have two other boys, and I was able to spend at this finish line with the other two boys. And I hadn't been able to do that for 34 years.
All right, so anyway, that's the story. Boston, try to pronounce the names of the winners. Here's a good challenge. Look at that list of names. And if you'd like to practice, you're welcome to do so, Victoria. Help yourself. Yeah, right, exactly.
I hate botching people's names.
Uh-huh. I don't mind. If most people don't know. Like a lot of these times, these reporters that we have from various places, I'm not pronouncing their names correctly, but who knows and who cares? Unless their mother's listening. Who's going to know whether it's Reed Lambert or Rachel Holt or Shira Springer or whoever it is? Good luck to... See, this is the era of no-name reporters. They all want to be stars. They all work for a minimum wage just to get their mugs on television. And they usually have one job and that's it, and they go work at McDonald's. So... That's a really cynical.
Doug Steffens, good day.
I feel good that Kara and I are picking up that vibe at the exact same time.
Yes. And
happy Tuesday.
Speaking of the time, it's 43 at the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell will be here in a matter of moments. If you're over 40 and worried about your blood pressure, there is a way for you to boost your own body's nitric oxide level by using a product that has been acclaimed by doctors, professional athletes, people who are really in the know about and in need, actually, of boosting all-day energy. That's what you'll get with SuperBeet. SuperBeet supports healthy blood pressure, provides a great source of antioxidants. It is the most superior nutritional value of anything like this. I had a doctor the other day explain actually how this works. Hello, difficult stuff to understand. You know that you have veins and arteries. The veins bring the blood out from your heart. The arteries bring it back. Veins open up with nitric oxide in your system so that the blood pressure will go down, so that the blood gets into your muscles, into your brain, into all the parts of your body that need, and that's everything in your body. The secret is the dietary nitrates here. Your body converts them into nitric oxide. This is the miracle molecule for your arteries. You get more circulation. And that's what you need. You'll drink SuperBeets every day. Maybe you'll start with the Neo 40 capsule, which is a teaspoon of SuperBeets. It comes from a non-GMO beets. It's cooked and then made into a powder, ground up. And that's what SuperBeets is. Put it in a glass of water, drink it up. You get all kinds of energy over the next 20 minutes or so. But the Neo 40 capsule, same amount of material in the SuperBeets, it's crystallized, put it on your tongue, and it dissolves and immediately is absorbed into your system. So you can use it when you wake up. You need to get started. You need to get things going. This is a very easy concept to understand. So many people, I'm looking at a lady named Danielle, lives in Salt Lake City, listens to us there. I experienced better energy, digestion, and better sleep with Neo 40. Jack, do you know Danielle, who lives in Salt Lake City? I think that...
What's her last name?
Her last name is B. Not identified as anybody other than Danielle B., who's in Salt Lake.
No, not offhand, I don't know.
All right, anyway. If you're interested in and pursuing this for your own well-being and your own good, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. This will be your favorite nutritional. This is a support system beyond what you can imagine. 30-day supply free comes when you order the first 3 months supply. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Know-how. When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's BP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 in Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 BP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is the forbidden doctor. He and his wife, Mary, put together a superb podcast every week. What's the theme this week? We go to forbiddendoctor.com and we want to listen to the podcast. What are we going to hear?
How to withstand, being able to withstand nuclear fallout, GMO foods, and your Aunt Beth, I think, is still what we're dealing with. I'm trying to pull it up here in front of me right now.
That's okay. I just want people to know that there is a superb font of information if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, and great products there as well. All right, so there's a question about full-fat dairy products and how they may lower the risk of diabetes. A lot of people think diabetes comes because, and I think it's true, it becomes a connection to sugar, but it's flour that's the culprit, not dairy usually, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime, if you eat raw dairy, for instance, you're getting the complement of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates that nature produced, that our genetic structure has grown up for thousands and thousands of generations. Anytime you start playing around with that mixture, you're throwing a curveball to your body's metabolism that it has to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so flour isn't something that nature made. Now, the way we were able to handle this historically is that our ancestry background learned a long time ago that if you're going to grind up grains and you're going to try to make bread out of it, you have to ferment the bread first, or your body's going to have a hard time breaking this material
down. Who knew that? I never heard that before in my life. That's a tidbit of information. You ladies know that you, in doing this, that's where the good flour is fermented. That's what you're basically
now,
saying.
Now, is that why? Yeah, that why I've heard some people say sourdough, actual real sourdough,
yes,
bread is better for you than
absolutely
any other kind. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's fermented
because the bacteria that's in there has already done the pre-digestion of these grains. Because in our digestive systems, we do not have the digestive enzymes to break down grains the way nature made them. That's what herbivores do, the plant-eating animals on this planet do. And so in order for us to be able to consume these kinds of foods and adequately digest them to our benefit, they have to be pre-digested, and that's what the fermentation process is for. That's why in a lot of health food stores, Whole Foods and a lot of these other places now, you'll see the breads that are really popular with the public are these kinds of sourdoughs, where they mix them up, and then they let them sit for hours, if not for a day or two. Let them rise, break them down, let them rise, punch them down, let them rise, punch them down, while the bacteria in there does the pre-digestion of the grain. Then a human body, can handle this much better. Remember, your stomach is full. When you eat, your stomach fills up with hydrochloric acid. That's designed for proteins. It's not designed for carbohydrates and grains. We way overdo this kind of thing. And even Riley, who was the director of the FDA back in 1906, desperately tried to stop the promotion of two products that were very popular at the time. He wanted to outlaw Coca-Cola, and he wanted to outlaw milled grain. And he got away with it to begin with. Coca-Cola, to this day, you still cannot transport it interstate. Grains, he stopped that as well. But the grain industry came back and had him removed as the director of the FDA.
Right. So there you go. Even the connections then. Diabetes cases have quadrupled around the world, and this obviously is the reason for it. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out ForbiddenDoctor.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Victoria and I looking at some... There I am again with that, looking. See what I can do about erasing that from my brain, will you please? You and I are looking, but the audience isn't going to be able to look because this isn't... this is an audio program. Hello, ding, ding, ding. So...
delving.
Yes,
we're delving.
Delving into this technology for you.
That. Is there an actual cow that's missing a bell? Because that's what that sounds like.
It is a cowbell. Yeah, I have actually okay. a number of that cowbell. I have this cowbell.
I have, oh, look what you started, Victoria.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Meanwhile, back as you can see the high-tech thing on my side of the world, Victoria has found a new Polaroid camera that will be able to use your smartphone. How does this fit into everybody's pocket?
First of all, let's start with Polaroids. I'm assuming you
yes.
had a Polaroid camera at one point.
Whoa,
or another.
Listen to that. That's a zinger. I can tell.
No,
the,
everyone
yes,
did.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we all.
So now, Polaroid in 2008, a new company called Impossible, they're a German company, they bought the last remaining Polaroid factory. And
yes.
since 2008... Kara can probably attest to this as well. Every single person that I know in my entire personal life has a Polaroid camera now, and it's the
really?
Coolest thing. It's the coolest thing. Urban Outfitters, I give them a lot of credit. They have really been behind the resurgence of record players and Polaroid cameras. They even provide the film.
Cool.
So, Polaroid is like the coolest, biggest thing now. this brand new camera, they have a ton of models at all different price points. There's a brand new model called the i1, and this looks like a really cool retro camera on the outside, but it has a complimentary app that goes with it, and you can actually control your camera and certain settings from the app, because the cameras themselves are still pretty basic. So it's really cool that it has better lighting. It automatically adjusts for light and focus in the distance. It has an LED ring flash around the lens. It has a USB port for charging instead of batteries, which is also helpful. Yeah. And it is available for pre-order on May 10th for $299. That is the most sophisticated Polaroid camera that they've put out in recent years. One of the things I love about Impossible, and a lot of people have old Polaroid cameras still laying around somewhere in the attic.
Right. Yep.
Impossible is now refurbishing your old camera for you.
Really?
And yeah, and it's really cool. And they have all the technology and all the old accessories. They've reproduced them.
Wow.
So you actually can bring your old Polaroid camera back to life without even needing to buy any of the newfangled ones.
Even the flash bars?
Even the flash bars, yep. And the leather carrying cases, all of it.
Oh, my God. We tossed a bunch of those out. Now that I think about it, my father used to take Polaroid camera. He used to take pictures of us all the time using that silly old Polaroid. There was a plastic one. There was a one that was much more sophisticated, so they rejuvenated it. And so when you take the picture of this, there's an app that will allow you to print them out the same as you print out pictures in other sources these days, right?
Yes, you can do that. Plus, the camera. Yep, and then the camera also immediately prints the Polaroid like you're used to seeing it. And there's two different sizes now. There's a credit card size, which is the one I have, and my entire refrigerator is covered in all of my little Polaroids. But they fit into your wallet, or, you know, they're just. It tends to be the new size that people really like. I personally think the cool. I got this as a Christmas gift a year ago Christmas. I gave it to two different friends as a gift. It's the best.
All right, so Mother's Day is coming up, and Father's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is, about 3 weeks away, I think, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, this would be, what a wonderful gift for Mother's Day. I don't have a mother to give it to, but I can think of somebody I might like to drive. I actually might buy three or four of these just for the fun of it to give to various people.
And they have so many different models, like the old school just point and click, which would be good for my mom because she doesn't understand anything with technology.
Yes.
But, yes, that would be a good Mother's Day gift for her. And they also come in a lot of pretty colors.
Really?
Tons.
You notice
how,
ladies and gentlemen, she took a breath there like she was going to say her mother, just like you, but she didn't say
that.
All right, 30 seconds on this new app. If you have a complaint with an airline, if I got one after yesterday, how do I file my complaint against American Airlines?
All right, so there's a brand new app that's free. It's called Service, and it was just nominated for a Webby Award this week. It's both a website and an iOS app, and essentially it's on-demand customer service. Three easy steps. You type in the name of the company that you have a beef with, whether it's your cable company, airline, whatever. You fill out a brief little what happened box, attach relevant news and bills, and then you type in your desired resolution, and a couple weeks later you hear your answer from the company.
And the app, you just download it, you go into the App Store.
Free app, yep, from anywhere you download apps.
All right, good news. There's some good technology news. 59 after on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.